putting privatizing, not privatizing, I was talking about the ones, one in Himachal. So were they taking this, using this water only for those particular villages, or were they using it for some other industrial purposes too?
No, electricity, they are trying to make electricity.
Yeah.
And it's not done by government, it's given to a private companies.
Okay.
They give it, like, you take this lake, this from this stretch to this stretch river, and you make electricity, and that electricity will never come to the villages. It's already always said before starting the project, any project, that you will be benefited, your village will be, have lights and everything, all benefits and everything. But when it happens, it never goes to the people, like, actually who need it. It will definitely go to the city, nearby city. So that's always there. And yeah, I remembered one more thing, if you are okay. I saw also that chakki, you see, no? Water. Because of water, it's like
water mills. Mills, yeah.
Flour mills, they are running through the water which flows. So there's no charge, nothing has to be paid. So water just comes and leaves. So it's like this, and it's rotating. And we saw it. So that's something very wonderful.
It reminds me, like, when, see, what is our problem with nuclear energy, when you look at it, right? The whole thing about the current state of development is all to do with going beyond the human scale, right? It's like this chakis and this water management, it's done by humans, right? But we wanted to give it to the corporates to make energy, to do something else. The going beyond the human scale is mostly because the need of that resource is elsewhere. Right? We want to make energy here and supply it to the city or something. So the same for the nuclear thing, right? We want to make it in such large thing so that somewhere else in some city it will be useful. Right? So the whole thing about this distance that is created is distance in creating of that long path, you know, it's metaphorically also this distance that separates you from what's going on, how your resource is used for somebody else. And I think all the problems also start there, because if you look at sugar or oil or anything that you, like processed foods, right? Traditionally, there's not a big problem of sugar because you can only produce so much. Right? If you are a small village and you want to go around, collect fruits and process it and make sugar out of it, and you know, I mean, there would be the rich and the poor divide, where the rich might, or the head of the village might, or the emperor or whoever, might eat more sugar. But locally, you know that sugar means this much of work. But now you just go and say 1 kilo of sugar, 40 rupees, done, right? So this distance is causing an evolutionary upset in some sense, because nowhere, I think, in our human evolution we have understood that this addiction to sugar, because of the way it's processed and the essence that we collect and our body craves for it, can be just given like this. That's the evolutionary upset, and that's also coming from this distance. And anyway, I just wanted to bring
The distance can also be translated into water. And for example, Bangalore or Bombay is getting water from a source that was not
true.
Meant to be given to
Bombay. That's
true. Okay, so now, how do you appreciate the value of water?
Yeah.
Where are your dreams about water? Your dream of water is now, as you said, the pool of water held in Wonder Law or something.
Yeah,
that is all our understanding of water is, or what comes in the tap.
Yeah.
Do you have your an attachment? That is the reduction of distance, a metaphoric distance that he talks about. If I see a pool, I feel like at least putting my foot inside and say, okay, let it be cool, or putting or washing my face. Do you do this? What has made you do that? I think these are also important questions on that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll interrupt. I worked on water for 35, 40 years. I started my work with water. So my encounter with water is large. Like I could immediately recall the Chote Talab and Badi Talab. In fact, the one of the best restaurants oversees the Bade Talab, no? Ashok.
I actually had a question in the sense of when you shared about the nuclear energy. Just taking a bit of, with solar energy, I saw the proposal given about a couple of years back, where they're trying to say, okay, you make the solar energy, you have your solar panel, and you give electricity back to the grid, and the grid will give it back to you. And I don't really get that, what that understanding is all about, because the moment you put it back to the grid, there's a 20 to 30% loss. Because our it's a one-way transmission, it's not a two-way transmission. We still try to do that, so there would be some loss there. And then again, when it's going to come back, it's going to be again a loss. So there's a double loss happening there. What should be the policy should have been giving it locally, so I can maybe distribute it with 5 households nearby. That would have made it much more sustainable. So any thoughts on that, if anybody has?
A lot of little things, including the technical aspect.
It's a huge political issue.
Political.